and unusual punishment. Corby, your thoughts?
I was shocked when I walked in Tom's house and saw the big poster of Rosa Parks with the circle around her head and the line through it. Well, dude, that's...
Are you sure this is a good place to store your darts, Tom?
I don't know about when he opened his closet.
Oh, man.
There was nothing in my closet.
All the hoods came flying out.
Everything was white, whether it be his Colonel Sanders suits or his sheets.
Those are nice, sir.
Why do you show up to every Christmas party in your Colonel Sanders
suit? What's wrong with that?
insisting everybody call you Colonel.
It's a holiday tradition. What's wrong with that?
On this day,
he's not here. He just left. He just gave up.
On this date in 1995, Tom was hating black people and a department store in Seoul, South Korea collapsed, killing 501 people and injuring more than 900 others.
Rob. There's Sturm, the so-called man of God.
Is Korea on this planet?
I don't think so.
No. They will someday.
Yeah, it's in South Korea.
I'm no math genius, but that's 1,400 unfortunate people.
It's below the 38th parallel.
Is that the good Korea?
Yeah, the good Korea's south. The bad Korea's north.
Ooh.
That's where they've got nukes pointed our way.
Well, we should go there immediately. Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of weird. We went to a place that didn't have any. And there's a place flaunting it. Hey, we've got them, and we just kind of let them roll.
You know what, though? I'm not so sure that we're still not going to turn some up here any day, so I've got confidence in the whole thing.
Yeah, what's it been? A month since we've been over there looking?
It's been like six weeks.
Dude. Okay.
After the speech last night, he turned you around, huh?
Oh, was that during the draft? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yep.
Was he saying something about the foreign invasion slowing down?
Was that the State of the Union address?
No.
Was that the Gettysburg address?
Yeah, he gave the Gettysburg Address.
That had everybody very confused.
Forward school order.
Wouldn't it be funny if they messed with him on his teleprompter and just put up the Gettysburg Address?
Like they did in Anchorman?
I was going to say, man,
do you last long on the White House staff if you're playing practical jokes on the president during national addresses?
You'd be able to do it once.
Well, I was going to say, I can only assume that that's what they do constantly, since every time he speaks, there's some sort of practical joke coming out of his mouth. 1897 was a big, big day as the Chicago Cubs scored 36 runs in a game against Louisville, setting a record for runs scored by a team in a single game. Hardline proper.
Still stands.
Mike was at that game.
How was that, Mike?
Sports phones went nuts that day.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
And the boop boop.
There's his report.
Good to know that it's Jeans Day, Dan. It's good to know that. On this date in 1941, Joe DiMaggio got a base hit in his 42nd consecutive game. He broke George Sisler's record from 1922.
Look out that window.
And then two games later, he would break Wee Willie Keeler's record from 44.
That was another huge day.
Let me talk about that on Friday, Greg.
I'm just giving everybody the heads up.
Also wanted everybody to know about this day in 2004 when Randy Johnson, who was almost a Texas Ranger yesterday, but back then became...
He's been waiting all day to issue that line.
Became the fourth pitcher in Major League history to record 4,000 career strikeouts, and the only mulleted pitcher to do such.
Damn right, high five.
By the way, are there any birthdays for P1s or ticket people today, or should we just make one up?
I don't know of any.
I think it's Seth's birthday.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Then let's do some famous birthdays. Sharon Lawrence turns 44 today.
Ooh. Sharon Lawrence.
You want to see a picture?
She's a nice piece.
NYPD blue.
She's kind of a hot.
Yeah, kind of a man neck. Yes. But notice that?
I see that.
Man gizzard.
I wouldn't normally see that because her head would be underwater if I was
involved. Is she the one that quit to be an anchor woman?
It's kind of a man neck.
I'm not a fan of the man neck.
I'm not either. Kinda, she's got an Adam's apple.
Kind of, yeah.
It kind of depends on which man it's on, though, doesn't it?
Kind of veiny, you know, kind of too thick.
Kevin.
Thick and veiny.
Yeah, I said that.
What are you? Kevin.
What are those pictures you're looking
veiny?
At?
Kevin. It's not a terribly unrealistic chance there could be a three-way.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of veiny.
Turning 61 today is Gary Busey.
Excellent on Entourage.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stable guy.
He really is funny. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it when a nut plays himself and he's a nut.
Yeah.
You think he's ever done drugs?
Nah, probably not. Nah. Probably not. He's proved a lot of things that could happen on acid.
Turning 75 today, the great Robert Evans, movie producer.
Yes.
I don't know.
Godfather, Chinatown.
Oh, really?
You guys watch Mr. Show, don't you?
I've seen them all, yeah.
Okay, you know when Odenkirk, he's doing Robert Evans when he does God.
Oh, he is?
That's a Robert Evans imitation.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Good times there. The greatness of Curb is represented today as Richard Lewis turns 58.
Is he as troubled as he kind of makes himself out to be, or is that an act?
I think he's playing himself exactly.
Yes. You think he's really that out of it?
That's the whole neurotic East Coast Jewish thing, you know?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, that's part of his, it's been such his act for the last 30 years. I'm just wondering if...
I think it's better for him now that he doesn't do, like, 10 pounds of Coke a day.
I tried that last year. It wore off quickly. I don't know how he's
going to 10 pounds of Coke?
Yeah.
Did you put it in your...
No, I mean the whole East Coast Jewish neurotic thing.
Oh, okay.
You heard that better than the 10 pounds of Coke.
Yeah, it just wears old after a while. It's just hard to keep up.
It's a big day for fans of both Government and Aaron Spelling as Fred Grandy turns 57 today.
Wow. Grego.
Gopher.
Tory Spelling.
That's right.
Former congressman.
Rhymes Ian Pace turns 57 today.
Oh. Come on, Mike. I know that one.
Jethro Tull.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Greg.
Deep Purple.
Drummer.
It's also a very big day for Dan Paul and any fan of the duo-colored mullet as Don Dokken turns 52?
Jeez.
I know that one, too.
Is that real? Does that make you feel old?
No, that makes him feel old.
He inspired Sahara Rain, didn't he?
That couldn't be right, could it?
Yeah, probably
did
is.
Did you see Dokken?
Yeah, a couple times. I saw him at the Monsters of Rock tour at the Cotton Bowl.
Braggart.
This doesn't...